Now, what's the application that we can learn from this? Well, you know, you shouldn't try to get a promotion at your job or a raise deceitfully. How can you get it deceitfully? By making other people look bad? By trying to make your contemporaries or you know, the people you work with look worse than you, or try to expose them, or talk crap behind their back to the boss, try to expose them or whatever, try to plant some sort of evidence to get them fired or something. That's wicked. Like, why? You know, I need this promotion. I need to be able to pay the bills. And this is just, you don't understand this line of business, Pastor Mejia. Then, you know, a Christian shouldn't be in that line of business if it's causing you to be deceitful. So if you're in a line of business that's causing you to lack integrity, to be deceptive, to manipulate situations to favor you, then you probably shouldn't be doing that job.
Right.
Because that's obviously not honoring to God. And at the end of the day, you work for God. At the end of the day, God's your boss. Well, you know, I have to lie a little bit, you know, in order to get overtime. I just clock out, you know, a little later or something, and I just don't do any work or whatever. You know, I just got to do what I got to do to make ends meet. God understands. Yeah, he understands you're being deceptive. He understands that you lack character. He understands that you obviously don't have faith in him, and therefore you have to try to be deceptive, to try to work things your way in order for you not to receive the spotted and speckled livestock. We should be Christians who are just willing to take the worst and trust God for the rest. You understand? You know, don't be a person who, for example, let's say in church, let's just talk about church, positions in church. You know, don't be an individual who seeks a position in church and you do it by putting other people down or something.
Right.
You know, and you try to do it by means of tearing other people down in our church, or tearing other leaders down, or saying, you know, or trying to, you know, just trying to make yourself look better than anybody else who's in our church who's a potential leader. That's a wicked way to move up. Amen.
Right.
You know, the way you should move up in any organization, but even in a church, is to allow the Lord to magnify you.
Amen.
You understand? To allow the Lord to magnify you, to lift you up, and to bless you, because if not, it's just going to be a superficial type of a promotion where you made it happen. You understand?